All right. We are now joined by our race winner, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. Chase, we have some questions that are starting to be queued up, so we will start with those. As a reminder to the media, you can go to the participants tab, raise your hand, and we will get to you. We will open with Bob Pockers.
Yeah, Chase, do you enter these road courses just knowing that you're going to have a great car? I mean, do you enter these now with some sort of a swagger, or does this success even surprise you just because it's just so rare to rattle off this many road course wins?
Yeah, no, man, we definitely don't show up just expecting to be good. We show up trying to be better than we were last time, and I thought we did that today. So I thought our car was better than it was here last year. I thought, can I take this off in here? No? Cool, I can take this off. And I thought I was better than I was last year and didn't pile drive the barriers this time. So that was good, and was able to finish it off the right way, which is always encouraging. So looking forward to this next round and trying to make some noise.
That leads me to my next question. I think you were 12th at both Texas and Kansas. Do you feel like you guys have improved on your program enough to be able to make some noise?
I hope so. 12th certainly isn't going to cut it. So, we've been working tirelessly to try to improve. Kansas has historically, I feel like, been a decent track for us, and we struggled there the first race this year. So we know we got to be better, and looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to Stephen Connolly with PRN.
Chase, this is 2 years in a row that you've had some type of issue about the halfway point of the Roval. Is this going to be a trend that you're going to continue having to come from 28th or back to win the Roval?
Hey, as long as the result stays the same, I don't really care. So it worked out. We'll take it for sure. And, those bonus points are big and can be a difference maker. So, like I said, just excited to have some momentum going the next round. Wins are huge. They're too hard to get picky with them. So looking forward to the opportunity and trying to make some noise and move on.
And now with the road courses and tying Jeff Gordon in that result, have you talked to Jeff about the road course success and how do you feel in that portion of history with road courses?
Yeah, be honest, we haven't talked at all about it. I know he had a great run, and I think we all respect his career beyond just that. So, just trying to get better. Jeff is a 4-time champion, and we don't remember him for his 4 road course victories in a row. Although it was great, being a champion and trying to have the next level of success that he had is certainly a goal. So just trying to improve.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Jeff Gluck.
Chase, you come down with the loose wheel, and I think you came out like 38th or something, pretty far down there. At what point did you feel like you were still going to have a shot to win? I mean, was it immediately you felt like you were picking through cars? How quickly did you know?
I mean, you never know, to be honest, but I was just focused on trying to move forward. Felt like our car was driving well, but certainly set back and got a caution, I thought, at a really good time and kind of bunched us back up. We had made our way through there some, and then that kind of allowed us to reset. And I felt like at that point we were in a position that we were kind of back to where we were, or close to it. With the way the strategy was working out. So it felt like we just need to be smart, try to, just keep our eyes forward and make the next, the next right call, whatever that was, putting on tires at the caution or not. So Alan made a great call, called a good race, had a fast car, and things went our way, and that's all we could ask for.
What's the level of frustration when that happens inside the car? I mean, last year, you put the blame on yourself. This year, it's not your fault. What happens inside the car that you can rebound from that?
Well, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. The end result is a setback, and that's really the bottom line. So blaming or being upset, as much as sometimes you might want to be, it really is unproductive. So just really looking ahead, those guys weren't cussing me when I ran through the barrier over there, so I wasn't going to cuss them for a mistake either. And I think that we just need to keep our eyes forward, heads down, and focus on trying to get back up front and have a shot to win.
Next, we're going to go to Jackson Freiberger.
Hey Chase, I just wanted to ask, how would you compare your dominance on road courses to Kirby Smart's defense up in Athens?
And they've had a nice run for sure, but yeah, I don't know, hard to compare, I suppose, but yeah, hope they can have a good game next week.
You got a prediction for the Braves and Dogs this week against the Dodgers and Bama?
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you, but something about the Braves and the Dodgers. But yeah, looking forward to watching for sure. I think they're definitely gonna have to be on their A game. So I'm excited to watch.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next, we'll go to Davey Siegel.
Chase, in the lead up to road course events, I mean, mentally, is your preparation any different than other weeks, considering your track record at them, or is it the same?
It's honestly not. I feel like we approach every week the same. To be honest, and you know, there's certainly areas that, you know, we want to try to improve on all the time. And like I said a minute ago, you know, I don't think that you can just come to these places and just be the same as you were last time and expect to have the same result. So I thought our car was better today than it was last year. I thought I did a better job today than I did last year, and I think that was why we were able to get a good result.
You wish there are more road courses in the playoffs?
No, I don't. I would just like to be good at all the tracks.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Ashley McCubbin.
You've got Texas, Kansas, and Martinsville in the next round. Your thoughts on how you guys are going to perform and make it to that round of four?
Well, you never know. I mean, that's why we go race, is to find out who wins and who loses. So just excited to have the opportunity. I think it's going to be a really big challenge for us to move on, as I think it is for everybody in this round, unless you just have a bunch of wins. So I think today's win is big. Getting those extra 5 points can be the difference. So we just got to bring our A game and push ahead and really, really try to execute 3 solid weeks.
Perfect. Thank you.
We'll go to Zach Albert.
Thanks. Chase, what were the conditions like, and did watching what happened yesterday in the Xfinity race kind of put you on edge for what might have come today?
For sure. I mean, I was shocked it didn't rain, you know, really at all. So I feel like we got really lucky that didn't happen in a lot of ways. So yeah, I tried to be as prepared as I could be for that if it happened. And you know, I feel like the biggest challenge today was that transition period when the track was wet, and as it was drying out, understanding what areas were still damp and what areas weren't. The track kind of has like a sealer to it, you know, like when you see a fresh driveway or a big parking lot resealed or something. It's kind of like it has that all the time, which makes it dark and kind of hard to differentiate what's dry and what's not. So that was the biggest challenge, was just understanding where to be and where not to be and trying to stay on the road.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Tucker White.
Oh, crap. Sorry, I was still muted. Chase, a lot of drivers learn how to go to, like, racing schools to learn how to be a better road course racer or learn from drivers such as Boris said. Like, where did you learn to – the nuances of road course racing?
Yeah, I feel like I've done all those things. You know, I remember going to Bondurant out there as a kid, driving Corvettes. I remember going to Spring Mountain and spending a lot of time with Ron Fellows. Boris Sed's a friend. Felt like Dad was a really good road racer too, and there are small things that I feel like he's, you know, talked about over the years that have helped me too. So I don't know. I feel like I've had an opportunity to be around some guys who have really good knowledge. And if you can just pick things from everybody and try to take, you know, small little tidbits here, small little tidbits there and put it into one effort, I think is helpful. And I think I've been fortunate to have some good people to look up to. So still a lot of room for improvement, I think, on my end. And but definitely a good day today and want to enjoy it.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Rob Pionkson.
Chase, congratulations on another win at the Charlotte Roval. My first question for you is, I know it can be a bit premature to look ahead to 2021, but being that I'm based in Austin, how thrilled are you to take on a brand new unknown with the Circuit of the Americas?
Yeah, great question, man. To be honest, I'm so focused on this year right now and whatnot. I haven't spent a lot of time going through the schedule for next year, but I think it's a good addition. I mean, it's a nice course out there, and you know, I feel like it's been a you know, been quite the spectacle from the F1 side, and obviously that's a whole different ball game. But looking forward to going, and I think it's going to bring new challenges and things none of us have ever seen before. So look forward to it, and we'll see what happens.
And my last question for you is, given the show up and race format that's been implemented since the sport's return, how have you and crew chief Alan Gustafson embraced this challenge to keep elevating your performance and be rewarded with it with a round of eight seed?
Well, just trying to get better. You know, we've been fortunate to get to the round of eight the last couple of years, and that's kind of been our stopping point. So for us, you know, we're just eyes ahead, trying to assert ourselves amongst that next group. You know, we tend to see the same guys make the final four every year. It's kind of that same group fighting for those spots. And I think for us, we're very capable of asserting ourselves amongst them. We just have to be a little better and a little more consistent, eliminate those bad racetracks. And I think we can run with whoever when we're at our best. I've said that before, and I really believe it. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity and ready to move on.
Thanks, Chase. Best of luck.
Thanks.
We'll go to Deb Williams next.
Hey, Chase. Congratulations. Thanks. You've talked about the people that you're around, the good road racers that you've learned from in the schools, but you've always been very smooth on the road courses. Has that been a natural for you, or did you ever struggle with the road courses when you first began?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. You know, I didn't feel like we did very spectacular on the Xfinity side when, you know, I ran over there, you know, and, you know, I feel like my first year in Cup, we didn't run all that good on road courses. So it wasn't like it, you know, hasn't been a work in progress. So we've just been trying to chip away at it, get better. And I think we have a package that works at some of these racetracks pretty good. And we just try to improve that. You know, like I said, I'm not sure that you can just do the same thing every time and get the same results. I think we improved today from where we were last year. And I try to get my, you know, make my craft a little better and minimize mistakes. And we were fortunate that things were in our favor today.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
And Chase, we have one more question for you that came through to me through Messenger from Briar Star. Through today's victory and being strong so far in the playoffs, is there anything you feel you need to improve on as you inch closer to the championship four? And what are your thoughts on potentially being in the championship four?
Well, like I said, you know, I think we've made the, you know, the round of eight the last couple of years, and that's a great thing. That's a great a great achievement. But we always want more. Like I said a minute ago, too, we see the same people make the final four every year. And I think we've been very close to asserting ourselves amongst that group. I think we're very capable of it. I think when we're at our best, we run with those guys. I think we've proved that in the past. So we just have to be a little more consistent, eliminate those bad racetracks. And I think we can, I think we can make some noise.
Awesome. Thanks, Chase. Well, congratulations on the win today, and good luck with the round of eight starting next week in Kansas.
Cool. Thanks.